Well, with a new album and a new baby, which one has caused you more sleepless nights?
Actually, I have to say the new baby has, because the album was so much fun to make, ultimately, that it never bothered me at all. I felt good about it. It sounded good. In fact, it's the best-sounding studio album we ever made.
Do you usually feel that way about records as you make them?
No.
To what do you attribute the difference?
Well, and perhaps it's just the methodology we used. We decided to build it up from scratch with a drum machine, doing the songs pretty much raw with whoever wrote the song, playing either guitar or piano, and then we would play. Each musician would add parts to that. And it was kind of a layering procedure, and we didn't really do a lot of live playing on this record, and which is totally 180 degrees from our normal procedure, or what we used to think would be the best methodology or procedure for us to use.
We've never had the patience to really dig in very much. So the whole problem has always been, how can we make this experience more enjoyable to us in the sense that a live performance is enjoyable and still maintain the microscopic attention to detail that a record requires?
My analogy is the song in performance on stage is the real thing. A live recording is likened unto a photograph, and a studio recording is likened unto a painting. And all of them have their merits. The real thing, of course, is the real thing. There's something of the real thing in the photograph, and there's also something of the real thing in the painting. If you're going to make a studio record, why not dive into it, use the medium for what it's worth? And that's what we did on this record. We took our time, boy did we ever, and just layered it just like a painting, and it came out pretty well to my way of thinking.
We thought what would be good, rather than have hundreds of takes of each tune to listen through, it would be interesting to do this as though there were only one take of each tune. And the way we would do it is just set it down in time on a piece of tape. We started off by setting a drum machine, which is like a metronome, really, essentially, mm-hmm. and finding the right rhythm, writing in the rhythm that was closest to describing the general feeling of the song. Bob, Brent, myself, and Phil would get together and start fool around just with the instruments, without the drums first, and say, well, this is about the right tempo. Then we'd count the tempo out, and then we'd go to the drum machine and set up like a bass drum pattern, say. Then we would start gradually filling the figure in to get a basic feeling for the tune, and then we would start playing the tune out, not thinking really in terms of the final rhythmic feeling, but thinking in terms of the conversation between the instruments. So we would start working out our parts together, using that as a context, the same piece of tape every time.
There was mostly it was just me and the tape. There was no opportunity to interact with another musician and say, hey, man, could you put that accent half a beat to the left? So it was pretty much work with what's there, which is a discipline unto itself. Mm-hmm. So I found that fascinating, and I came up with some different kinds of playing than I would normally have done.
The way it works, everybody at their own rate, mm-hmm. you know, because this is something you can come in and do when there nobody else is here. And you know, so if Brent says, well, I'd like to spend a couple of days just with this tune and listen really carefully to what everybody else is doing and just fool around with my part until it falls into something, you know, and then Brent would do that, and Weir would come in and say, oh, Brent's got some neat stuff here. If I play this over here, it'll work, you know, like that. This is the normal evolutionary process that happens on stage, but it usually takes a couple of years.
The process of development is going to continue, obviously, when we go on the road. It's been taken to a certain point in the studio, but that's about as far as we can take it individually, just playing to a track. Now we need to interact in real time.
So now they'll take on a whole new life. Now this is their point of departure. They're up and walking around, you know.